When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
What do you do? What is your day job around here?
Well, I'm happy to be an account manager here at Cox Media, but then outside of that, involved in the community, trying to make change where we can.
All right, let's get into this, because what you've done, you've looked at early voting as recently as yesterday. Mm-hmm. And even though, as pointed out there, these are nonpartisan races, we get a sense of who does vote based on who's pulling ballots, first of all, because we do have partisan races in addition to the nonpartisan elections. So when you vote in Athens, you pull about it. Give me that Republican ballot or Democrat ballot, mm-hmm. as the case. Maybe you can vote in a legislative race or a Senate primary or whatever. Okay. So, again, just back out and look, and we'll dig down deep, but back out and look here. In terms of trends, who's pulling the most ballots right now?
Yeah, so here in Athens-Clarke County, as of 8 p.m. last night, once early voting polls closed, we had 2,123 Democrat ballots that had been pulled or requested. Some of those in person, of course, some of those in mail via absentee ballot. We had 1,263 Republican ballots cast by comparison. So that's an advantage for Democrats of around 860 votes there.
Yeah, I'd say that's decisive, and as a raw number, it is. On the other hand, this is a county that traditionally goes 65-70% for Democrats. This isn't that kind of an advantage,
right.
So there's that. And then you drill down into specific districts, mm-hmm. which were drawn. Let me ask the question this way. They were drawn by members of the Republican delegation mm-hmm. for the purpose of benefiting conservative Republican candidates. How successful do you think they have been based on what you're seeing now, close to 2 weeks of early voting? How good, from their perspective, how good a job did they do?
Well, just like you mentioned, with Athens-Clarke County being seemingly overwhelmingly leaning one way to the left, it's still hard to draw districts in a way that you're going to give Republicans an overwhelming advantage. But what we have seen is a shrinking of that divide, you know, where some districts were once 56-57% Democrat, we're now seeing it more around 53-52%. So those votes are a lot closer.
And that would tell me, Cameron Harrelson, that says to me, assuming we're right about that and that the trend holds over the next week, that says this is a turnout election.
It is a turnout election. And the key thing here to remember, and you and I have talked about this too, we're seeing some Democrats cross over in this election, especially during the primary, to vote in that Republican primary, because apart from Lieutenant Governor on the Democrat side and the Georgia 10 race mm-hmm. here, you have very little choice. You know, Stacey Abrams is at the top of the ticket, mm-hmm. so on and so forth. You have one candidate, one-offs there. The Republicans have a lot more to choose from, and you have Democrats concerned about things like election integrity, jumping over and voting in the Secretary of State's race there
for the purpose of making mischief, or because sometimes that's done.
Yes, I'll let the listener decide that one, though.
All right.
With that 63 nonpartisan ballots, we do still have people locally that are skipping those state elections and only voting on those
and only voting
in the party local stuff.
All right, let's get down to cases. Let's look at what we see in the specific districts. I want to focus on two of them. You and I are on kind of the same page here. We got obviously 1, 3, 5, and 7. I agree with you, or you agree with me. The voters fishing in the same pond, or the candidates are, and looking for votes in districts 1 and 3. I don't know what we glean from spending much time with that data. However, there are pretty sharp partisan divides in 5 and 7. Ideological divides, I say partisan and nonpartisan elections, but we know what we're talking about here. Let's start with District 5. Got three folks running in District 5. The conservative, if that's the right word to use, we'll say Dexter Fisher. Certainly the progressive candidate there, Matthew Pulverin, and he would like to say somewhere in the middle, the former Athens-Clarke County Commissioner, Jared Bailey. Mm-hmm. Just looking at the ballots pulled, what do you get when you look at 5?
Yeah, so ballots pulled so far in District 5, the new District 5, that is, Democrat ballots, 300 there. Only 150 Republican ballots in District 5 so far, and 17 nonpartisan ballots there.
I'm sorry, do that again. Twice as many Democrat ballots as Republicans, 300 to 150?
Yes,
okay.
That is right.
All right. What does that tell you? What does that tell me? I'm trying to think through this now. What does that say?
Well, it's a good day for Democrats in District 5 so far.
Matthew Pulver. The problem is, you say Democrats. Which Democrat benefits here, meaning Matthew Pulver, Jared Bailey?
Well, it's going to be up to the voters of District 5 because you really have two things there. You have one that's running on the experience of being in government for a long time, having the know-how to get things done and progress made. You have another candidate that's looking to continue the progressive agenda of the current county commission. So it'll be interesting to see how voters in Athens-Clarke County begin to define what a Democrat means as we move forward. You know, are we going to move back toward that middle area, or are we going to keep pushing forward to the progressive agenda?
What it says to me, Cameron Harrelson, and what it suggests, is obviously with three candidates, mathematically, is the possibility of a runoff anyway. What that says is Dexter Fisher against one of these other guys.
I agree with you, and I think that it will be very hard to pick which one of the two it will be. As we lead up to Election Day, it's all going to be about who can knock on the most doors and mobilize the most voters and organize people to get to the polls.
Now, I live in District 7, specifically, and then, folks, I live in Beachwood. I walk the neighborhood, jog the neighborhood, drive the neighborhood. I do that thing where you look at the yard signs. And to me, that just reeks of 50-50 in Beachwood. And I don't know about the rest of the district. I didn't spend as much time
it
there.
It is so true, Tim. Right. I mean, go down the Timothy Road corridor, right, even, and it's one for one everywhere.
So what does the early voting tell us?
Yes, so the early voting, that would be District 7, most of that area formerly represented by Mike Hamby, actually, with the lines changed.
Which is, as the commission goes, he was back in the day a Republican operative. He would be, as this commission is constructed, would be on the right end of it, you would
say. Sure. So we're having a little bit closer of an election there, of course, in District 7, just like you and I talked about, with the numbers getting much closer there. We have 202 Democrat ballots pulled, 182 Republican ballots pulled, 17 nonpartisan. So you can only see there just how much closer things are getting. A real hard guess to make in District 7.
Wow. And I look at you. You stuck your head in my office yesterday and started talking about the money that John Culpepper has had thrown in his direction by these clean and safe folks, or whatever that PAC is calling itself today. And we hear it as we listen to the radio. We drive around town and we see the billboards and Alan Jones. Hey, I ain't got no money. That guy's got all the money. But, man, this looks close.
It's going to be close. And again, it's all going to be about turnout, just like you said. It's going to be about knocking on those doors, making those last minute phone calls, reaching voters while they have absentee ballot in hand for last minute mind changing. This is going to be a tough one for whoever pulls it out.
Is there anything, Cameron Harrelson, as you look at early voting data, which is what we're talking about here, is there anything that tells you anything or indicates or suggests anything about the mayor's race? You got the incumbent and four challengers. Anything at all that you can just look at these numbers, raw numbers, and okay, this looks good for that guy or some other guy?
Well, I'm going to look at election trend more so than I will turnout. If we look back at Kelly Girt's last election, he was against a very formidable opponent, I thought, and former Commissioner Harry Sims, and also had another candidate in the race there. So with that, over 60% of the vote for Kelly Girt's 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, I do know that the climate here in Athens has changed. People are pushing back on the agenda of the mayor and commission. We've seen that with turnout to the commission meetings, people speaking up on the issues they care about. So if we're looking at trends for Kelly Girt's, I think he's going to be just fine. That being said,
without a runoff?
I think we could have a runoff.
You think so?
I think we could.
With who, Zuniga?
I would say Zuniga. Yes. I think that those two are the top two tier candidates in the mayor's race.
That would be my read. And I think that if there's conventional wisdom, then that's probably what it says. But
if he holds true to what he's done in the past, he could avoid a runoff. Again, it's all going to be about turnout. It's all going to be about turnout.
And turnout so far, compared to previous elections, it looks as though, and I'm just eyeballing it, it looks as though it's fairly steady to this point. You're hearing all this stuff about how it's increasing and off the charts exponentially around the state. We talked to the Oconee County election supervisor yesterday. It ain't happening there, and it doesn't look like it's happening here, which is kind of curious. Where is it happening? Where are all these people voting early? And what are they voting for?
Well, you know, I think it's very interesting, and this will be something we'll need to come back and talk about, Tim. But what are people going to do in regards to when they feel safe voting in this election, right? We're coming off the heels of a lot of questions about election integrity. Are people going to feel more comfortable getting a mail-in ballot at home and dropping it off? Are they going to feel more comfortable voting in person at the polls? Or are they going to vote on May 24th from 7 to 7?
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.